When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. And the moment that you feel that, you feel that way too, that's when I'll fall in love with you. Yeah, how you doing? It's your boy, Drew Hines, and the ones and twos representing here live on Let's Talk Chivalry. Yes, yes, yes. Listen, today I just, you know, I had to put that on there just to remind you what the topic of today is. It's talking about loneliness. And the reason why we talk about loneliness today is because I'm seeing more and more there's a lot of people who fail to understand that there's a spirituality to it. And we have to understand that for those of us who understand that there's a difference between spirituality and in a cardinal sense, we understand that being that loneliness is a spirit, it's not a positive thing. And we have to learn to fight in the spirit, because we fight not against flesh and blood. So these are things that we have to call out in the spirit, understand that we fight spirit with spirit. So what I want you guys to know that, listen, when you guys are in your quiet place and sometimes you may not be in a relationship or you've lost a loved one or whatever, a lot of times this is when this the spirit of loneliness creeps up on us. And you know, I myself have gone through it many times before, but see, we have to pray about these things, and sometimes we have to really pray a fervent prayer to dispel these spirits that take over us and overwhelm us. You know, so many people, you know, suffer from anxiety and depression and all these things. A lot of times they come from, you know, spirits like this of loneliness. So what I would advise you is to pray about it, to accept that this is what's, you know, conflicting you and overwhelming you. And once we accept that this is a reality in our lives, that we are facing loneliness, that we will not fall into that fear. The Word of God says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we have to understand that there's the powers that are going on behind the scenes in the supernatural, good and evil. So when we feel this fear, we have to, you know, call it out and ask for God to remove these strongholds from our lives. For those of you who know that Let's Talk Chivalry basically is a faith base. And on this show, basically we try to dispel the misconception that men and women can't procreate by having positive communication. You know, we have to have a communication. Communication is like almost 80% of a relationship. And communication is mostly listening and understanding the different love languages of your partner in which to coincide. And have a good relationship, positive relationship. So another thing now, on the spiritual sense of this loneliness, we have to also understand that as creations, we have a creator. And if we have a creator, therefore we were created. And if we were created with a purpose. And if we were created with a purpose, then we have to live a purpose-driven life. So with that said, when it comes to loneliness, God will never give us more than we can bear. And sometimes he has to put us in that situation to humble us so he can get our attention. You know, it's like a child. A parent chastens, you know, or chastises a child out of love. And he's not allowing us to be lonely to break us down, but in a sense to save us from ourselves. And sometimes when we are in that lonely place and we don't have all these distractions around us and we're by ourselves, is when we can actually hear the still small voice of God, where he can move us and work on us and change things in us. So don't look at loneliness as a punishment. You know, if we pray and ask God, hey, listen, hey, I want to have a companion or whatever, and he understands as a creator that it's not good for man to be alone. He will give you the desires of your heart. He says a fervent prayer availeth much. So if we just have faith and belief, that God can and God will, you know, remove the spirit of loneliness, what doesn't fill us with joy, with hope, you know, then it will happen. It will materialize. It says in a word, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think that you're lonely, you will be lonely. But we have to get to the part to where we really love ourselves. We enjoy our own companionship. And once we get to that place, then we will kind of, it's easier to dispel that. We have to have what they call a reformation of character to have a revival of spirit. So we have to make a conscious decision that, okay, listen, you know what? I'm good. I'm happy. I can enjoy my own space. You know what I'm saying? I have my mental health where, you know, I'm not fearful of being alone. And that's not something that has a stronghold over my life. And we have to be careful not to allow things to be strongholds, not even loneliness. So what I will also say that for those who have prayed and asked for things to change in your life, and you have to have that spiritual balance. You hear me talking about prayer and things like that, is because I've come to the realization that, you know, you have to have that spiritual balance. You know, as a creation, there's no way we can just exist and coexist with other creations without acknowledging that there is a creator. You know, you hear a lot of people say a lot of things, but the thing is, you need to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And that's what's happening. A lot of people fall for a lot of things. The word says even the elect will be deceived. You know, so what I'm going to say right now is this. I need you to just take the time and remove yourself from a lot of these distractions in your life, people, places, and things, and find some time to just be alone with your thoughts. Be alone with your creator. Acknowledge and appreciate the little things in life. You know, a lot of times you were so busy doing things and paying bills and running around and, you know, the whole rat race of life that we become distracted and we lose focus of who we are and whose we are. Like I said, if we are creation, that means we have a creator. So we don't belong to ourselves. So with that said, I need you guys to live more so with a purpose. Be intentional in what you do. Also, for those who are looking for relationships, you know, I'm always talking about relationships, and I understand that the better relationship we have with our creator, it's going to, you know, manifest in, you know, our relationship with one another as creations. So I urge you, you know, to take the time to spend time with yourself, you know, get some kind of spiritual life. It doesn't have to be in a church or anything, but just an awareness of who you are, awareness of other creations and how the balance of life all works together. You know, it's good to, you know, the word says we should self-examine ourselves, spend time with yourself, you know, acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses. And there's a lot of things that you can learn when you interact with others, but there's so much more important things that we can learn with interacting with ourselves and spending time with ourselves, the quality time with ourselves, to learn to love ourselves and appreciate the true essence of what it is to be alive. You know, so many times we're just so distracted by what's going on in society that we really don't have a voice. We can't hear that still small voice inside of us, you know, telling us, you know, unctioning us to do the right thing, you know. So with that said, I'm also going to say like this, for those who are also looking for relationships, you need to make sure you have that mental health. A lot of us have gone through a lot of trials and tribulations and lost loved ones, and we've gotten to the place to where we don't have a reason to live, a reason to hope, a reason to dream. And we have to get to the point to where we're good by ourselves. With the help of the creator. And once we're in a good place, now we can go ahead and say, okay, let's coincide with someone else, because you don't want to bring any mental baggage, emotional baggage into a relationship. You have to let go of those things that are weighing you down before you can embrace wholeheartedly someone new in your life. So what I want to urge all the viewers out there to do is just spend time with yourself, love yourself, enjoy yourself, find out your likes and dislikes, what makes you tick. You know, and, you know, give some deep thought. Then when we decide that we're in a good place, Then we can go ahead and invite someone else to be in our space. Okay, you hear me talk about once you come to that realization that you're ready to take somebody in to your life, into your space. Then we have to learn to qualify. You know, you hear me talk about the four connections, which are mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. You know, we have to make sure that we truly have come to a place of understanding that we're at peace with ourselves. And once we have that peace with ourselves, now we can coincide. Okay? This is scripture. It's funny. A lot of people, you hear a lot of people always talking about, you know, I don't know. I've been, you know, I'm a good person. You know, I've wrote out my vision, you know, my vision board, and wrote what I want for my life. And I spoke words of affirmation, and I spoke things into my life, you know, life into my life, as far as having a mate, you know, why still hasn't it happened? Oh, everybody else has it. It's funny. I once heard a story, and it goes a little something like this. It was a bunch of guys who went out to eat one day, and when they went out to eat, everybody got to the restaurant. You know, was talking, you know, small talk, and you know, the waiter came around, and they all gave their orders, and once they all gave their orders, waiters, you know, walked away and went to take carry out their orders and get their orders ready. They sat and chit chat for a little while. Soon after. The entrees started coming out, and appetizers started coming out, and the main course came out, and everybody, for the most part, got their meal. But there was one person who had sat there and had ordered with everyone else, and noticed that, you know, everybody's starting to eat, and now they're getting to the main course, and he still hasn't gotten his plate. So he finally stopped one of the waiters, and he's like, "Hey, excuse me, sir. I see that everybody's getting their food and whatnot, and I still haven't gotten mine. I mean, is there a problem? What's going on? Why haven't I received my food yet?" And the waiter was like, "Sir, I'm so sorry. I understand your concern or whatever. And listen, we're here to serve you, and we'll give you the best. But you have to understand, everybody else ordered just an ordinary, you know, dish. But what you ordered was very special. It's going to take a little bit of extra time. So I just need you to be very, you know, patient with us. And trust me, we will fulfill your order." And he was like, "Ah, okay." He was kind of reluctant, but he's like, "Okay, I understand." A little while after that, his plate finally came. And he looked at it and he's like, "Wow, it looks pretty decent." But I'm telling you, once he got his knife and fork and utensils and started to, you know, indulge in this food, he closed his eyes and he could remember, you know, all the good times in his life when he was a child and everything, and it all came back, and it was like, wow. It was everything. It was more than he could have a dream of. And he was fulfilled. And it's funny, once he got this, his plate of food, and was able to enjoy his plate of food, he forgot all about the long wait. Because finally he was fulfilled. He finally got the desires of his heart. And see, it's the same thing in life. A lot of times, you know, we're sitting there and we're impatient. We want what we want. And the word says that God hears a fervent prayer. And many times, we, you know, we just want what we want right now. We're very impatient. We live in this age of this microwave age. We just want things instant. And see, that's not how God works. See, God knows not only what we want, but exactly what we need. And see, when you pray for these things, he's going to give you the desires of your heart in time, right on time. So we just have to have faith. Faith is a must to see that God can and God will do all things in time, in his time, in the right time. So just be encouraged, my friend. You always hear me say, all in all, be encouraged. And I truly mean it. Do not allow the spirit of loneliness to take you to a place to where you've given up hope, to where you settle. You know, I see so many friends and family and loved ones who have allowed themselves to stay in things for obligations, or stay at least in situations that they're not happy because it looks good, or, you know, they may say it's, you know, for a loved one or for the children or whatever. But see, listen, I don't want you guys to fall into that fallacy. That's a false pretense, because it says in the word that God loves a cheerful giver. So if you're in something where you're giving up your time, of your space, of your heart, of your emotions, of your resources, and you know that you're not happy, you know, I like my boy Shakespeare, he says, "To thine own self be true." And I need you to be honest with yourself, you know, because when you find, when you can be honest with yourself, that's when you're going to find the tranquility, that's when you're going to find the peace within to enjoy what you're in. If you feel that for whatever reason you're in a relationship, and you know, you've embarked in a relationship, whatever it may be, marriage, or you know, some monogamous connection that you've had, And for whatever reason, you find yourself always wanting to change this person or correct this person, or everything the person does gets on your nerve. What you find is it's what we call it's a conditional relationship. And we have to be very careful not to get in a conditional relationship, because when we're in a conditional relationship, it's more or less where, as long as under the conditions that they meet this criteria, they make a certain money or they stay a certain size or whatever it is, as long as they meet those conditions, we're fine. But if they don't meet those conditions, then we're ready to bail out of the relationship. And so we have to be careful of that, because the true essence of it is that's not love. Love doesn't have a condition. Love is not going to get rid of you because you're sick or lost your job or whatever the case is. So we have to get to the point to where we really understand why we're getting in a relationship and who we're getting in a relationship for. We have to sit down and think about these things prior to embarking in these relationships. If you want to have something of substance, you first have to find substance within yourself, even happiness. A lot of us, for whatever reason, we are on the false pretense that we can find happiness in someone else. Or if I get in a relationship, I'm going to be happy. If I have a child, I'm going to be happy. If I get a good job, I'm going to be happy. If I make a certain amount of money, I'm going to be happy. No, happiness needs to come from within. True happiness comes from within. And the sooner we get to the point where we understand that true happiness comes within, is the sooner we're going to have a better life. We just got to be real with ourselves, And honestly, if I didn't care about you guys, all my listeners out there, I wouldn't keep it real with you. And those who know me know that I'm going to be honest and keep it real with you, because I only want the best for you. I just want to encourage you, to be the best you can. I want to empower you with the knowledge. My people suffer for lack of knowledge, and we just have to just, educate ourselves. With the understanding that there's a lot of things in life that we may not understand. There's also a lot of things in life that we understand we can't control. We can't control circumstances. But the thing is, the truth is, we can control how we react to them. So, you know me, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to keep it real with you. And I just need you guys to be honest with yourself, okay? And once you can be honest with yourself, truly honest with yourself, it makes it much easier to be honest with the world. Okay, and listen, don't allow society and the world to create the scope of who you are. Don't let the world define who you are. The word says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is heaven. There's also a passage that says, by the fruits of their labor you shall know them, and out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So just pay attention, listen more. They used to say, I remember when I was a kid, they say we have two ears and one mouth, because we were supposed to listen more and talk less. And it makes sense now that I'm older. It took me some time to understand that. But listen, like I said, I love you guys, and I'm here for you. And I just want to just pray for you guys before we leave, okay? Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you, God. Father, you know that we've been through so much, oh God, and God, it's not that we are anything good in us, oh God, but it's by your grace and mercy, Father, that we are not consumed. God, there are so many people who are watching this video, oh God, who are going through so much, who are overwhelmed, oh Father, who are feeling the spirit of loneliness right now. God, we pray, Lord, that you may remind them that they are more than conquerors, oh God. Remove the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you may give them victory, oh God, over all strongholds in our lives, oh God. Bless their family. God, bless their loved ones, oh Father. Help those who have given up hope, oh God. God, reminding them that, God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, oh God. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. Just remind us who we are and whose we are. Help us, Lord, that we may stand for something so we won't fall for anything, oh God. Father, we love you. We pray that you may bless our increase, enlarge our territory, oh God. And Father, if there's any infirmities, if given up our any hope, oh God, just send your comfort, oh God, to be with your people, oh Father. We pray, Lord, that you may hear the words of our, may the words of our mouth and our meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and redeemer. And God, we pray, Lord, that when you come again, that you may receive us unto your sight. that where you are, there we may be also, I pray, in the name of Jesus, Elohim El Shaddai, amen. Hey, friends and family, I just want to let you guys know once again, it's your boy Drew Hines, and let's talk. I love you guys. Hey, listen, I'm here for you if you ever need me. Hey, you know how to find me. Listen, go ahead and just subscribe, like, you know how to find us, God. And just reach out to us. Stay tuned. We're always here live on Let's Talk Shivery. All in all, be encouraged, my friend. Take care.